This week, we've been hearing about people suffering from dementia and the community help that's available to them and their families, or in some cases, the help is not so available. Wisconsin researchers also have various projects aimed at spotting potential dementia symptoms earlier, as well as coming up with possible ways for treating memory loss. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach takes a closer look at the scientific efforts in the final part of our series on dementia.
A 68-year-old Milwaukee man who we are identifying just by his first name of Santiago is losing his ability to understand information. This month, he went through a screening with the United Community Center's Al Castro, who asked Santiago to repeat the words in Spanish for ball, flag, and tree.
Pelota, bandera, árbol. Repita, por favor.
Pelota.
It's too early to say for sure, but it's possible that Santiago will join the estimated 110,000 Wisconsin adults living with dementia, or one of its forms, Alzheimer's disease. Wisconsin healthcare experts say they don't expect a cure for those people anytime soon. But some scientists are trying to head off the problem through more tests with adults in their 50s. Dr. Piero Antuono is a professor of neurology and biophysics at the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says these days, more sophisticated imaging and spinal taps can show biological changes in the brain.
If there is something afoot that is not functioning well in the brain, we are able to pick it up by looking at these connectivity maps. Just like you would be able to figure out there is something wrong with the orchestra because it's somebody who is not keeping the same tune of the other orchestra players.
Antuono says those test results need more study and confirmation, and he says a negative finding doesn't mean someone will definitely develop dementia.
And it could be that some of us have more brain reserve, meaning we have better trained brains, we have better brains from a biological point of view that can stave off the disease longer.
The UW-Madison is also studying brain images of more people in their 50s. Sterling Johnson is a professor in the university's Department of Medicine. He says there may be help for those who show very early signs of potential dementia, but no symptoms.
There may be prevention trials that they can go into, and some of these are with experimental drugs. They're not yet available by prescription, but they're part of the clinical trial. There's other avenues of prevention that investigators are studying here as well as across the country. Things like exercise and physical activity, things like improving one's diet or improving control of things like your blood pressure and vascular risk factors.
Another group of Wisconsin researchers is pursuing a different way to tackle dementia in women.
Everything connected to our research happens in here. So on one side of the lab, we have a couple of bays for doing behavioral testing.
UW-Milwaukee psychology professor Karen Frick gives a brief tour of her campus lab where mice are tested with a so-called stripped-down estrogen compound. Frick says she's trying to provide a safer way to offset estrogen hormone declines in postmenopausal women.
Estrogens, it turns out, are very, very important for maintaining the health not only of reproductive parts of the brain, but also cognitive parts of the brain as well. Those neurons just simply don't function as well in women without relatively high levels of estrogens.
Traditional estrogen replacement can produce harmful side effects like increased risk of heart disease and cancer. Frick says the compound she's working with targets a different set of receptor proteins in the body.
Our lead compound has had very successful effects in terms of enhancing memory in animal models.
Marquette University and Concordia University in Mequon are partnering with UWM. Frick says the National Institutes of Health recently okayed another 3-year grant for the project as researchers here and in many other nations try to come up with better ways of preventing or treating dementia. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.